Tonight's Shir, Siman Tes Vav, Sif Hey, and Sif Vav. Sif Hey. Im Nikra Minekev Shahatzitzis Toliboy Ulamata. If there was a tear in your talus beginning at the hole through which the tzitzis are hanging, and that hole tears and starts expanding down. Im kadam hatolos tzitzis lekera, if the tzitzis were put in there and tied in before it ever tore, she'oisa tzitzis ha'yishom b'shasa kera, so the tzitzis is already in place when the hole tore afterwards, kosher, everything is fine. And it's not even necessary me'ikra din to sew it back up. It's brought down a saw l'chadchili, should sew it back up. But really, it's there's nothing wrong with it the way it is. Vim nikra v'nishtai b'menu kol shuhu utafaro b'achachit about tzitzis. But if it tore, and it didn't tear all the way to the end, it tore to the very bottom, and there's a little bit of the material still attached at the bottom of the garment, and then I sew it up, and then I put in the tzitzis. Im hu shel tzemer, if the garment is wool, kosher l'kulyama, everyone says this is fine. Kulyama means rashi, v'amangoyin, everyone says it's fine. Ve'im hu shel sha'ar minim, but if it's the material of the talus is made from other fabric, it's not wool. Shederech l'tfer b'chutin shel osa hamin, and it's common to sew and mend with threads of the same material as the fabric, like say it was a cotton garment, and you have cotton threads. Lo yid for ladas rash, according to Rash, you could not sew up that hole. You couldn't sew up that hole with the same thread of the material of the fabric. Vim nikra utefaro v'achachid about tzitzis, and if it tore, and the Mishnah will say it means it tore all the way. It tore all the way down, and the whole garment split from the hole down. And then I sew it back up, and then I put in tzitzis. Ikla sepuki not a shiloh if you yitz or not, because according to Rav Amram going, it might be possible. So let's take a look in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nidchas. Start again from the beginning. The tzitzis tore from the hole through which the tzitzis strings go. Minakev, mar b'shalot from. We're discussing you didn't sew it up afterwards. There's no mention in the mechaber of fixing it. The kamashmon the chiddush is avagavlo shtayim lo kesher gudol, that even though the hole rips to the point that you don't even have a kesher agudol from the knuckle of the thumb to the end of the thumb spacing. You don't have that beneath the tear. Like we said before in Simin Yud Aleph, that shear, that amount, is only necessary when you put the scissor strings on the garment, that it has to be on the kanaf, not beneath the kanaf. But if it put the scissors on the right spot and then it tears afterwards, it's not possible. If you want to sew up the tear, as im habeged shel tzemer, so if the garment is wool, yitfirana b'chutei sha'aminim, you sew it up with thread of other materials. Vein tzorach lahatir as tzitzis mehakanaf, it's not necessary to untie the tzitzis from the corner, v'lachzer l'slois sheinis ach shetofar, and then rehang them a second time after you sew it up, kiyim lo nifsal hakanaf, because there's no psul. Nothing ever invalidated the talus cotton or the talus, and therefore there's nothing wrong with it. There's no tassel also, everything is fine. But if this garment is not made out of wool, it's made out of a different fabric, also the according to Rashi, you would not be allowed to sew it back up with thread of the same material. Because you may leave over threads hanging for the sake of tzitzis. For after yesham tzitzis, even though you have tzitzis already, so why would I leave any hanging threads for tzitzis if I already have tzitzis? Lo plug b'zeh, this is a gezera, the chacham didn't differentiate. Ela yikach chutim minachat, just take threads of a different type to mend. The yoseh toiv, and the best thing would be, says the Mishnah Berurah, shlo yitfernu b'chut lovan. Don't even sew it with white thread. Rak b'chut tzavua, take a colored thread. She'ein no hagen atlas os tzitzis rak levan, because the minig today is only to make white tzitzis. That's our minig. Our tzitzis strings are white. V'alkenin ligs or shem yisham yichut atfir l'shem tzitzis. So if you sew it up with a blue, green, red thread, there's no chashash that maybe I'll leave it over for shem tzitzis, because everyone knows I don't use a colored thread for tzitzis. And memela, that's the best way to do your mending. The Mishnah Berurah continues that if the tear occurred before the tzitzis were ever put in the string, before ever put into the hole, and now I have to sew it up first before I put the tzitzis in. So if it's a wool garment, there's no issues. If the garment is wool, there's no issue. The Rashi, because according to Rashi, since the garment is wool, there's no concern that I'm going to use a cotton thread remnant for tzitzis. Because everyone knows you need wool for a wool baget. Well, if Amram, kivan nishtar kol shu, and according to Amram going, since there's part of the garment that had not ripped, nishtar kol shu, it tore all the way down to the bottom, but there's still some material at the bottom. Lo nisbaltim into a beged, didn't lose its status as a beged. V'chanal b'sifakam, like we learned in the previous sif and siftal. V'chol shekein, and certainly to the yesh oimim shebesifakam, according to the second view of Amram going in the previous sif. Kashon hocha, here it'd be very good. Since I'm putting the tzitzis on after I sew it up, then even Rav Amram Gon would hold that the sewing is a chibur. Se'if katan chaf. If the garment is not wool, if the garment is some other fabric, then I can't sew it up, according to Rashi, se'ifkan chaf lo yitfer, what's lo, meaning to say, but oso hamin, you can't sew it up with a thread of the same material as the fabric. Alba min acher, yesh ha'akav, if it's a different type of fab material, that's fine. The yesetov b'chutzav, when the best would be a colored thread, v'chanal b'sivkatan yudchas, like we said before, and sivkatan yudchas. Sivkan chavalv, v'im nikra v'chulu, if it tears all the way through, v'atzaloymesh, v'nikra kula, v'nekra v'tzof ha'safa, this tear went from the hole where the tzitzis are put through all the way down through the edge of the garment, and then you sew it up and put tzitzis in. L'chein ikla sepuki, now there's a shayla. Now there's a shayla. The afma beged hu shel tzemer, even if the garment was wool, v'yitferenu b'chut yishar minim, and I mend it with some other material thread, to the Rashi, b'vad demut, according to Rashi, everything is good now. Afilu hachi erst of amam posel, perhaps according to amam, it's still posel. Because it tore all the way through, nothing was left. We learned in the previous sif that according to the first view of Rav Amram going, commander pasuk dami, once it cuts all the way through, it stays cut through. And it doesn't help to sew it up. Even if you intend to put this on after you mend it, the efshar, perhaps the hacha od, this case is better. Because you do have the corner intact on both sides, just it's split. As opposed to what we learned in Sif Dalid, that the entire corner came off and you had to sew it back on. And this is the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, do we say outright that according to the first day of Amram Gon is no good? Or maybe possibly even if Amram Gon would agree in this case is a little better because you have both sides of the kanaf, just it's cut down. Now if you look in the Taz, he disagrees. He holds there is no question. Because he held all along, if you sew it up and then put the tzitzis on, everyone agrees it's good. There's no shaila that that's good, according to Amram Gon. The best thing to do would be, before you sew it up, is to put a piece of material, 3x3, behind the corner. And then there's no problem. And if not, if you can't do that, you can rely on the Taz. Because Lamaisa, we already wrote in Sifkan Dezvav that the Achronim feel like the second shot of Amram Gon, that if you sew it back up, even if the entire corner got cut off, once you sew it back up, the sewing is a chibur, and it's fine to put the tzitzis on afterwards. So, So that's what he's saying here too. Lamaisa, the Taz says it's fine, and the second sheet of Amram Gon says it's fine. So if you have no alternative, that would be an Eitzah.
What material in this situation would a 3x3 be?
The 3x3 really could be any material. The Mishnah Brura twice quotes this idea of using a colored thread to mend the tear in the talus. And by doing that, there's no concern of the gezeirah that Rashi explains in the Gemara. The Gemara says not to do it. What does the Gemara mean? Rashi says the gezeirah, you may leave over a thread and incorporate your tzitzis. Comes along to Tumas Hadeshen and says that if I use a colored thread, no one's going to make such a mistake, because no one uses colored threads for tzitzis strings. And Memela, there's no gezeirah in such a case. This is what he writes. Chazon Ish takes issue with this psak, and they bring it on the side, and he basically says like this: the minig that we have to use white tzitzis strings has no ikur b'halacha. There is no source for that in the Gemara, in the halacha. It calls it lavan. It's true. There's tchelis and there's lavan, but it doesn't have to be white.
Lavan just means not tchelis.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be white. And memela, he says, there's no iser to change your minig. There's no iser to decide to use colored strings. How can you not say lo plug? He's giving you an esa. Use a colored string, and then you won't have xeris rashi. Mecha teis won't have xeris rashi. Chazon says you'll have xeris rashi with a red string too, a red thread, blue thread. Who cares what color thread you use? You can have xeris rashi. So memela, he disagrees with this whole hanocha that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And again, it's Tumas Hadeshen. Once there's a gezeirah, we say lo plug. You know, that's a gezeirah. Chal made a gezeirah. Don't use threads because you may end up incorporating your tzitzis. At that point, you're going to make a chila because of the color. Se'if vav. Hatoifer chatichas beged bekanfi hatalis. If you were to sew a piece of material on the corners of the talis, v'chein mashenoagin litfor saviv hanekev, that tzitzis bo, or arminig, we sew an extra hem around the hole where the tzitzis goes. If the talus material was silk and you sew it with silk thread that's white, you have to worry, according to Rashi. There should be no stitching in the range of 3 from the bottom and above a kesha goydel from the edge. Because if the material is silk and you're using white silk threads, so now you may confuse and think you can use that for your tzitzis. The Ramos adds, this is any time you're going to sew with a thread made from the same material of the tzitzis. We're afraid you're going to use that string for tzitzis, and it wasn't meant for tzitzis. If the talus is silk, because if the talus was wool, we already said there's never a concern. The himotze tefira aftach gemon, you could sew within 3 etzbayis of the edge, because on a wool garment, no one is sewing with wool threads. We don't use wool threads to sew with. So maybe there's no concern if the beged is wool.
That goes against the Chazon Ish. If you can't do it, you can't do it.
So this is where the Mechaber said. This the Mechaber said, kasei, that according to Rashi, there's no chash if the beged is wool, because no one sews with wool threads. That's like min hanimna b'metzias. So you can use the other, again, so you're using a cotton thread to sew with. So everyone knows, this is the other dilemma, everyone knows that you can't use cotton strings for tzitzis on a wool beged. The Chazon Ish concern was when you're sewing a green cotton thread on a cotton beged.
Yeah, no one sews with orange either. I mean, it's...
You go to the store, they have all kinds of thread. What are you talking about? All the colors of the rainbow. The point is, the chashash according to Rashi is when you're sewing with the material, the thread may have the same material as the fabric. So if it's a wool garment, there's never a concern. You never sewing with the fabric. That's the sash of the mechaber. The Chazon Ish's point is, it doesn't help to use a colored thread of the same material as the fabric. So you can't use, if you're going to sew with a chut meshi, with a silk, a thread, you have a problem. V'huadin and metal shal sham, and this is not exclusive to silk. It could be a metal of any fabric. Dafke mechut hu me'osem in gufor. The problem is only if the thread you're sewing with is the same material as the fabric. Al mechut mimin achel le'shahakel. If the thread is made from a different material, it's fine. De'bevadi le'yuchalikachos ha'chut netzitzis, because you can't take a thread of a different material for the tzitzis. To how you ain't a point to el bimino. When you have a talus made out of cotton, you need cotton tzitzis strings or wool. If you have a silk garment, you need silk tzitzis strings or wool. The only material that works universally is going to be the wool or linen, which we don't use. So beyond that, Everyone knows you have to have that material for the tzitzis string. So you take a different material, there's no chashash. Sevkan chavdad lavan. You sew it with a chut meshi lavan, a white silk thread. So now there's a problem. The imhut sevua gamkin. Let's say it was a colored silk thread. Ain lachish klal shem yichem. It says no concern to take over tzitzis. The ain ananuagim lasa tzitzis sevua. We don't use colored tzitzis strings. Like we said in Siman Tesefei. So this is where the Mechaber hints to this Tumas Hadeshen. The way the Mishmur says, they use the word lovan in the description of the silk thread. Sevkan chafei lamata migimel, if it's within three etzba'os, you have a problem. Or above a kesher goydel. The sham hu makam tzitzis, because that is where you place the tzitzis, above the kesher goydel, within three etzba'os. But if you're sewing, you're mending higher than three etzba'os from the edge, or within the kesher agudel from the edge, ein lachosh yikachen, says, then there's no concern, you'll use those leftover strings for tzitzis, moshe kasev, simen yinaf, like we said in simen yinaf. V'sav of hanekev, around the hole where the tzitzis goes, osur litfar b'chut lavan, then you can't sew with white thread. But if we have a wool bag like we do, there's no problem with sewing a cotton thread around the hole. The problem is people have cotton dal kanfis and they sew cotton thread around the hole. Now that's in direct contradiction of this halacha. The tzitzis hole is exactly within the range that we're worried about. And cotton thread in a cotton beged is going to be a problem, because there, according to Rashi, that you may use it for a tzitzis string. So it's interesting. The Be'er Halacha writes in the previous Se'if, Ikla Sebuki, he quotes a Vilna Goin, that even according to Rashi, there's a Shaila, if you did so with the chut that you weren't supposed to, maybe it's not Osir B'Dev, the Ona Chathchila, but it's not possible. The gezeiros don't do it, because you may end up. But if you did it, it might not be possible. L'chor, the svara is that it should be possible. I would think the svara is that it is possible, because what's the whole point of the gezeira? But he brings a goin, that itself is a suffix, whether Rashi would have possible the evid. But from that second, what are you doing it? Why are you putting cotton threads around the hole? If the chatchila Rashi can't do it, why would you do it? So the notes on the side bring an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan said that since Bismanenu, all our tzitzis strings are wool, Memele, we're not afraid that you're going to take from the thread that you sewed around the hole in cotton to use for your tzitzis. Memele, it's mutter.
I was going to ask that.
So the Chazon Ish is going to say the same thing. What on earth? Because we use wool tzitzis strings, now the gezeiras are up. You could use cotton strings. Lamais, we don't use cotton strings.
Nobody does.
So, Dr. Shulchan and Mele, since no one does, there's no gezeira. Chaznish disagreed. Look, he was makbid. Chaznish wore cotton begodim. Chaznish wore cotton begad. He was makbid that around the hole they did not use cotton. You could sew around the hole to reinforce the hole, not with cotton. So, the same, this is what I'm saying today, there's so many synthetics that they should always use synthetics. They should use polyester, or whatever. They write down that lahalocha, that if you make tzitzis, even the most mahurda oifen, the people who make the begadim of cotton should make sure they sew around the hole with something other than cotton. With a wool garment, we don't care. With a wool garment, there's no issue if it's cotton or not. But if it's a cotton garment, chasnushtak was makbid, that it shouldn't be. But the Aruch HaShulchan gave a head to, he said, lemaisa, that if it's cotton, you need a shatnas checker to tell what the thread is. So he said, lemaisa, Aruch HaShulchan said that we could be soimich, since all our tzitzis are wool, we're not going to worry about Gezeiras Rashi. Sivkan Chavav, Bechol Makom. The Ramah concludes by saying, wherever you sew with a thread that's the same material, like the tzitzis, you have to be afraid you shouldn't use that thread for the tzitzis. What's allowing me to say, im nikra v'nishtar mimenu kol shehu, that if the garment ripped, and it didn't rip all the way through, and you're going to sew it up, okay, gav mavur le'el b'sifhei, like we learned before in Sifhei, at least in the Amam Gong, we said you're allowed to sew it up. So you should make sure never to use the same type of thread as you would use for the tzitzis because of the Gezer of Rashi. I spent a lot of time looking at this Mishnah Berurah, wondering what would have happened if he didn't write it. What would I have thought different when I read this Ramah? So he's by warning L'chaira, if it ripped all the way through, If it's all the way through, then you're not allowed to. Now, if I'm going to say it, it could be it's not kosher at all to sew it up. So, that's going in Rashi. But if you tear all the way through, you have a new problem. You have Amangon's problem. If he held it, tears all the way through, it doesn't help to sew it up afterwards. So, only then one, if that's what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to bavorn. That's the case. Because if it's no Nishtar Kolshu, now you have a different problem.